From NPR News, this is News in No Time at Gordon. The president has taken heat for his administration's slow action surrounding the Katrina catastrophe. His approval rating has reached the lowest point of his two-term presidency. Tonight, he addresses the nation, and many say the address is in no small part an attempt to stem the tide that has rocked his presidency. Joining us to talk about the political fallout of Katrina, two regular voices on this program. Clarence Page is a longtime political watcher and nationally syndicated columnist with the Chicago Tribune. He's also heard frequently on this program with his commentaries. Another mainstay on this show, Ron Walters, usually heard on our political corner. Ron is a professor of politics and political science at the University of Maryland, and he's also the author of a new book, Freedom Is Not Enough. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Let's talk a little bit about this address tonight. Clarence, how important is it for the president to find some connection to the American people as it relates to Hurricane Katrina?
Well, crucially important, politically and otherwise. His approval ratings in recent polls since the Katrina disaster have fallen to the lowest of his presidency, right down to his base, depending on what poll, between 35% and 40%. Of the public now approves of his presidency. That's down, as you know, from the slightly more than 50% at the time of the November elections. And the Katrina disaster relief and rescue efforts got off to a stumbling start. Everybody knows that. And there were screw-ups at the local, state, and federal level. Everybody knows that. But the buck stops here, as Harry Truman said, at the Oval Office. So the public still tends to look more to the federal level for some explanations and for some answers to this kind of problem more than they do to other levels.
Ron, so much raised about race and its role in all of this. Will the president have to address that, in your opinion, tonight?
Well, I think he'll have to speak to it because when you look at the public opinion polling, most recent Gallup poll, for example, asked a question, do you think the President Bush cares about black people? 72% of blacks felt he did not care. So while we've been talking about the comment of Kanye West, the fact of the matter is that perception is very widely shared. Now, what's going on here is that there's a massive political thicket that's being created by this Katrina redevelopment and resettlement effort. And it's going to, as Senator Olympia Snowe said, it's going to change the landscape of Washington. And we're going to have the biggest fight in this town that you've seen in a long time, because that agenda priority is going to bump up against the high oil prices, Iraq spending, and many of the other things that are already on the president's table. This could go as high as $200 billion. So that you're going to have all of these things actually challenging the president's agenda. And in that context, it seems to me that there's room actually to deal with a new agenda having to do with the social safety net.
Hey, Clarence, this catastrophe has had long and varied tentacles. And one of the things that people are talking about is if we're finding many of these displaced people deciding to stay where they are, it could, in fact, shift in some areas of the political clout of one party or another.
That's true. We have yet to see what the ramifications of this are, but what we do know is that, sadly enough, the people who suffered the most down there in the Delta region, not just New Orleans, but throughout that region, were low-income people, the same folks who get moved and shaken by any kind of turn, physically, economically, whatever. And those folks who were left behind after the initial evacuation are those who are most likely to be left behind now wherever they resettle. And so what we are likely to see is a repopulation, first of all, of New Orleans, of the upper working class and middle class and upper class folks first, and the bottom priority given to resettling those who are low income. That could shift. I mean, what's Ray Nagin's political future, the mayor of New Orleans? What's Governor Blanco's future? Governor Blanco barely got in with the help of the black vote, crucial black vote. These other areas where folks are moving to, is this going to scatter their votes? They are predominantly Democratic votes. There are many political implications here on different levels, and I'm more concerned about the gentrification of New Orleans and the ability of folks who need help the most to get those jobs that will be involved in the reconstruction.
Ron, what about this? Can any good come out of this in relation to the nation now putting a brighter spotlight on the disenfranchised, the poor, perhaps even race relations? Or are we going to see it go the way, as I say and have said many times, of the O.J. Simpson saga? We talked about race. We were finally beginning to have a national dialogue about it, and then it fell by the wayside.
Well, I think the irony of this situation is that it has unearthed the population that's predominantly black and poor in New Orleans and redistributed them in some places where, if you listen to the articles that have been popping up in the last few days, some of them feel that they're better off in some of these places where they have access to jobs, job training, and a real social safety nets. So I think that, yes, you've got a situation here where the politics is going to be played out over what you do with these people. Now, if Bush, as a matter of fact, the Republicans have said, well, okay, we're going to deal with the New Orleans situation. We're going to deal with it, though, in a Republican fashion. That's a problem, because that, in the last couple of decades, really has led to the failure of the social safety net for many of these people. So they've got to do something else. They've got to deal with the problem of poverty straight on. They haven't dealt with it. They've got to deal with No Child Left Behind. They've said they're going to waive it temporarily. They cut the housing budget. Many of the people there reached the five-year wall in the welfare reform plan and don't have any assistance. So they're going to have to rethink the shape of the social safety net to deal with this population.
Clarence, let me ask you about something with about a minute to go, with what we heard today, and that's the idea that Senate Republicans are trying to and have pretty much been successful to this point in blocking the want for Democrats of an independent commission to look into this. We just heard during the newscast here, Senator Clinton suggests that this is not a done deal. Why do you think Republicans are going to stand steadfast in trying to block this? It can't be a good political PR move to do that.
Well, that depends, Ed. Could it be a worse PR move for them to have a commission, and then that commission finds the Bush administration was inept from beginning to end? That could stand out negatively against Republicans, even worse than findings that Democrats who run New Orleans or Louisiana also could have behaved a lot better. We saw the same kind of resistance after 9/11, you'll remember. The administration did not want a 9/11 commission, but the pressure was so great then that they finally had to form one. And what does that commission say now? This week they came out and chastised the administration for not following the recommendations they made after 9/11. We saw in New Orleans the breakdown of communications, just to give you one example. So we may still see pressure on the administration to have a new commission, but I think part of the reason why President Bush is throwing money at the problem right now of Katrina is that he wants to relieve some of that pressure on him to have such a commission.
All right, Clarence Page of the Chicago Tribune and Ron Walters of the University of Maryland. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.